I went over and made the guy an offer, and it was, you know, I looked it up on the web and, you know, just to see what they're worth and all that type of stuff, and made him a fair offer and all that. And eventually got it home, you know, put four tires on it and rolled it home and power washed the thing, and, you know, now gutted it, and, you know, that's where I'm at in the process. So,
wow,
you gutted it?
Yeah, I did. You know, we could talk about, you know, how the 70s are beautiful and all that, but, you know, I'm not a big shag. I'm not a big shag guy, and gold shag just doesn't, you know, fit with my style. So,
I thought you were going to say that you talked to the cops and that you found they had one of those 70s was abandoned on the roadside.
It could have been abandoned because it was certainly nasty on the outside and on the inside. It was sitting underneath a tree for the longest time. And, you know, it's got one of those skylights in the front, you know, the pop-up. And mine had a, you know, it originally had a plexiglass top to it, so it let some light in, I guess. And a branch had fallen on it and let water in. So, you know, right near the door, it's all, you know, the floor there is rotted out. And it was sitting, I guess, at a slight angle, you know, for 15 years. And so the passenger side, or the curb side, I guess it is, you know, was rotted out kind of. So I need to replace the floor there. And, you know, mine, believe it or not, it does leak. And so that's the right near the door leaked. And, of course, in the back, of course, leaked. So that's where I'm at right now, is replacing the floor in the back. So
you're replacing the whole floor?
No, just in the sections that are bad. I've, you know, I obviously have paint, which is a lot of it. But it's amazing to find out, you know, you get the bathroom out, and then you're looking for, you know, bad spots. And if you got the whole thing gutted, you're kind of like, well, I might as well, you know, fix everything at this point, because once you get stuff back in it, then it's just a pain to redo it. So, but I thought I only had to do a small section in the back, but this weekend I was up working on it again and figured out I had to replace basically the whole back of, you know, the floor. So,
been there, done that.
I think most vintage Airstreamers have done that.
Yeah, I know. I guess what I found interesting this weekend was that, you know, rivets are extremely strong, and, you know, when you're drilling out those panels on the inside of the Airstream, you miss one rivet and nothing moves. So finding all the rivets, you know, that you got to drill out is quite a pain. So that's what I ran into this weekend.
Oh yeah, and you always run out of them when you're putting it back, let me tell you.
They're even tougher putting back. Is that what you said?
Well, you always run out of them. You think 100 is a lot. It's not.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast and how many of them you go through. So how close are you to getting it back on the road?
Well, my goal right now at this point is I've got a fishing trip here in about a month and a half, or a month, I guess, and it's going as I guess you would term an aluminum tent. So I got to get, and to get it to that point, I've got new axles on it, and I mean it's able to drive down the road, but I've taken like the water heater out, so I got to put a new water heater in, you know, to seal up that space there. But my plan is to take it on a 800 mile trip, I guess it is, in about a month. So,
work on it all winter,
and then have it ready for next spring. So,
now where are you located at?
I'm in Cincinnati, so I'm in the motherland. So,
yeah.
But I haven't made a trip up to the Jackson Center yet. But that's on the list.
You're about 100 and some miles, aren't you? We're pretty close.
Yeah, it's a couple hours. I grew up in Lima, which is real close to Jackson Center.
Right.
But we're now in Cincinnati, but. Yeah, it's only a couple hours north, so.
So what are your plans when you put it back together? Are you going stock, or are you changing the layout? What are you doing?